The seventh round of UN-mediated intra-Syrian talks comes to an end in Geneva. The head of Syria's government delegation, Bashar al-Jafari, said he had useful and in-depth discussions with the UN special envoy, Staffan de Mistura, on counter-terrorism.
We drew the attention of the special envoy to the bloody massacres that are taking place in view of the military operations that are carried out by the so-called international coalition in both Raqqa and Tabqa. These operations have led to a severe deterioration of the humanitarian situation.
Jafari said despite this, quote, blind shelling and what he described as Turkish intrusion attempts in northwestern Syria, internally displaced Syrians are returning to their homes on the Turkish-Syrian and Syrian-Lebanese borders. The main opposition group, known as the High Negotiations Committee, or HNC, supported by Saudi Arabia and Turkey, did not report any progress in attempts to find common ground with the two other opposition groups. HNC leader Nas Hariri accused the government of blocking negotiations.
There are two parties. The first is trying to make a progress, and the other, in the opposite side, the other is trying to stop this negotiation. He has no favor of the political process.
The government's chief delegate said the issue of direct talks with the opposition had not been raised at all, and that Syria seeks a national partner and not a, quote, client for a foreign agenda.
The UN special envoy says the various agendas involved in the Syria war have turned it into the most complex conflict of our time. He says he believes the recent international truce agreements are a sign that various powers are actually moving to end the conflict. That, of course, is the view of a confessed optimist. I'm Homa Lesgi for Press TV in Geneva.